Kopirana Palaba Grivadari Jaya Grivadari. Sodanandana Vrajadhanarandana Jaya Vrajadhanarandana. Sodanandana Vrajadhanarandana Jaya Vrajadhanarandana. Yamuna Dira Varachari Jaya Kunja Bihari. Yamuna Dira Varachari Jaya Kunja Bihari. Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava. Jaya Kunja Bihari. Kopidana Balaba Grivadari Jaya Grivadari. Kopidana Balaba Grivadari Jaya Grivadari. Sodanandana Vrajadhanarandana Jaya Vrajadhanarandana. Sodanandana Raja Dana Rajana Jaya Raja Dana Rajana. Sodanandana Raja Dana Rajana Jaya Raja Dana Rajana. Yamuna Dira Varachari Jaya Kunja Vihari. Yamuna Dira Varachari Jaya Kunja Vihari. Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Vihari. Jaya Om Vishwapad Paramahamsa Bhavadakasharya Asadhara Siddhushi Sriman is the Divine Grace Shalesi Bhaktivedanta Swami Raj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. For Premanande Harivo, glories to the Sound Devotees, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Namo Vishnu Vidaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutte Sri Mate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tanamane. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Vacharne. Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatya De Siddharne. Om Agyana Tivanandasya Gananjana Salakaya Chaksur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stavitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Pada Kamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagarjatam Sahagana Raganatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sarvaitam Savadutam Vrijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Visakhan Svitamscha. Hey Krishna Karna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prishubhana Sudha Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakapa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Pranitananda Shedvaiti Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So I'm going to read from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 5, Narada's instructions on Srimad Bhagavatam, text number 32. Etat sam suchitam brahmans tapatraya chikitsitam yat ishvare bhagavati karma brahmani bhavitam etat sam suchitam brahmans tapatraya chikitsitam yat ishvare bhagavati karma brahmani bhavitam. Suchita brahmans tapatraya chikitsitam yat ishvare bhagavati karma brahmani bhavitam. Etat samshuchitam brahmans tapatraya chikitsitam hey bhagavati karma brahmani bhavitam. Tat samshuchitam brahmans tapatraya chikitsitam harishvare bhagavati karma brahmani bhavita. Ladies, etat, this much, samsuchitam, decided by the learned, brahman, O Brahman of Vyas, tapatraya, three kinds of miseries, chikitsitam, remedial measures, yat, what, Ishvare, the Supreme Controller, Bhagavati, unto the personality of Godhead, karma, one's prescribed activities, brahmani, unto the great, Bhavitam, dedicated. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. O Brahmana Vyasadeva, it is decided by the learned that the best remedial measure for removing all troubles and miseries is to dedicate one's activities to the service of the Supreme Lord, Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Please repeat, O Brahmana Vyasadeva. It is decided by the learned that the best remedial measure removing all troubles and miseries is to dedicate one's activities to the service of the Supreme Lord, Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Purport. Sri Narada Muni personally experienced that the most feasible and practical way to open the path of salvation or to get relief from all miseries of life is to hear submissively the transcendental activities of the Lord from the right and bona fide sources. This is the only remedial process. The entire material existence is full of miseries. Foolish people have manufactured out of their tiny brains many remedial measures removing the threefold miseries pertaining to the body and mind, pertaining to the natural disturbances and in relation with other living beings. The whole world is struggling very hard to exist out of these miseries. But men do not know that without the sanction of the Lord, no plan or no remedial measure can actually bring about the desired peace and tranquility. The remedial measure to cure a patient by medical treatment is useless if it is not sanctioned by the Lord to cross the river or the ocean by a suitable boat. Is no remedial measure if it is not sanctioned by the Lord. We should know for certain that the Lord is the ultimate sanctioning officer, and we must therefore dedicate our attempts to the mercy of the Lord for ultimate success to get rid of the obstacles on the path of success. The Lord is all-pervading, all-powerful, omniscient, and omnipresent. He is the ultimate sanctioning agent of all good or bad effects. We should therefore learn to dedicate our activities unto the mercy of the Lord and accept him either as impersonal Brahman, localized Paramatma, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It does not matter what one is. One must dedicate everything in the service of the Lord. If one is a learned scholar, scientist, philosopher, poet, etc., then he should employ his learning to establish the supremacy of the Lord. Try to study the energy of the Lord in every sphere of life. Do not decry him and try to become like him or take his position simply by fragmental accumulation of knowledge. If one is an administrator, statesman, warrior, politician, etc., then one should try to establish the Lord's supremacy in statesmanship. Fight for the cause of the Lord as Sri Arjuna did in the beginning. Sri Arjuna, the great fighter, declined to fight, but when he was convinced by the Lord that the fighting was necessary, Sri Arjuna changed his decision and fought for his cause. Similarly, if one is a businessman, an industrialist, an agriculturalist, etc., one should spend his hard-earned money for the cause of the Lord. Think always that the money which is accumulated is the wealth of the Lord. Wealth is considered to be the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, and the Lord is Narayan, or the husband of Lakshmi. Try to engage Lakshmi in the service of Lord Narayan and be happy. That is the way to realize the Lord in every sphere of life. The best thing is, after all, to get relief from all material activities and engage oneself completely in hearing the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. But in the case of the absence of such an opportunity, one should try to engage in the service of the Lord everything for which one has specific attraction. That is the way of peace and prosperity. The Lord Suchitam in this stanza is also significant. One should not think for a moment that the realization of Narada was childish imagination only. It is not like that. It is so realized by the expert and erudite scholars, and that is the real import of the word Samsuchitam. So the text again. Etat Samsuchitam Brahmams Tapa Traya Chikitsitam Yad Ishvare Bhagavati Karma Brahmani Bhavitam. O Brahmana Vyasadeva, it is decided by the learned that the best remedial measure for removing all troubles and miseries is to dedicate one's activities to the service of the Supreme Lord, Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutai Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tenamane Namaste Sarasvatundeve Gauravani Bhacharane Nirvishesha Shunivadi Paskyadyade Siddharane. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Nashti Buddhya Yuktasya Nacha Yuktasya Bhavanaha Nacha Bhavyantak Shantir Ashantasya Kutaksukam. For one who is not in the divine or Krishna consciousness can have neither controlled mind nor steady intelligence, without which there can be no possibility of peace And how can there be any happiness without peace? In other words, as long as we misidentify ourselves, either with the gross or the subtle material body, there is no possibility of being peaceful, because the body is, as it mentions here, is full of misery. And one who's experiencing miseries, and the ultimate misery is janma, birth, mrityu, death, jara, old age, and ultimately is vyadi, disease. Well, not ultimately, but disease also. As long as we have to die, or as long as his body has to die, then we can't be peaceful, because we don't know what's going to happen, where we're going. As a matter of fact, we don't know what's going to happen one moment from now. And since we don't know what's going to happen, except that we do know eventually we have to leave this body. But where we're going to go, we don't know. So therefore, one must be in anxiety. If one is not on the spiritual platform and has realized Krishna and oneself, then one will simply be absorbed, well, not simply, but to one degree or another, will be absorbed in this material energy and therefore be fearful. Vayam dvitiya binaveshitasya isharapitasya vipariyo smriti. That as long as we're not intimately connected with Krishna, then to some degree or another, we're competing with him. And therefore, our roles have been reversed. Instead of taking Krishna as our master, we're trying to make Krishna our servant. And therefore, bhayam dvitiya binaveshitasya. Therefore, fear arises because we're put into the material conception of life. So here, etat samsushitam brahmams tapa trayajikitsitam. One should try to get out of the threefold miseries. And the first thing is we should know the siddhanta. Siddhanta means, what is reality? So the reality here is that everything belongs to Krishna. And because we don't fully accept that everything belongs to Krishna, because we have this feeling or this idea that something belongs to me, therefore we're entangled in the material conception. Because that's material energy. She reciprocates with our desires. That Maya is right next to us. Krishna Bahira Maya, Boga Vanchatare. Nikatasta Japitidare. Krishna Bahira Mukha. As soon as we turn our face away from Krishna, Krishna Bahira Mukha, Boga Vanchatare. And we want to somehow or another enjoy this material world. And we will want to enjoy the material world if we're not enjoying the spiritual world, if we're not in the internal energy, if we're not experiencing the internal energy because we're not desiring to do so, because we're not desiring to serve Krishna, therefore we must desire to serve the material energy. And as long as we're desiring to serve the material energy, Krishna Bahira Mukha, our face is turned away from Krishna, Bhogavanchatare Nikatista. Maya is right next to us. Tare Japatiyadare. And she slaps us or puts us into illusion, into the illusion that we're presently experiencing. Therefore, accepting that everything here belongs to Krishna is the basic philosophy that we're trying to learn. Everything is Krishna's, everything belongs to Krishna, and everything is meant for Krishna's service. So that's what we're hearing. And then we have to try to put it into some kind of perspective. Try to see this world in that perspective that is Krishna's. And that I'm also Krishna's. We can keep on hearing philosophy and hearing philosophy, but if we don't come to the platform of accepting that everything belongs to Krishna, I also belong to Krishna. Everything is meant for Krishna's service. then all the philosophy we're hearing is Shramam Eva Kevalam. It's to some degree or another a waste of time. Then, if we reach that conclusion and we see everything in relation, we understand everything is in relation to Krishna, then we have to understand how to utilize things in Krishna's service, and therefore we have to approach Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra, and pray to the mercy of the Super Soul within our heart to know what Krishna wants us to do, what Krishna wants us to feel, what Krishna wants us to see, how Krishna wants us to see things. We're supposed to be seeing things the way Krishna sees things. We're supposed to be feeling the way Krishna feels. We're supposed to be able to understand things the way Krishna understands things. We're supposed to do what Krishna wants us to do. Then if we do that, then the result is that Krishna, Dadami, Buddhi, Yogam, Tam, Krishna will give us intelligence how to do things with transcendental discrimination and transcendental expertise. It's not enough just to know that everything is meant for Krishna, everything belongs to Krishna, everything is meant for Krishna's service. We should learn how to do our service with transcendental discrimination, see how everyone and everything is related to Krishna, how everyone and everything is governed by certain modes of material nature in the material world, and therefore requires some expertise to help people come from the modes of ignorance to the mode of passion, to the mode of goodness, or to help people accept devotional service to some degree or another according to their conditioned nature. That means we have to understand where everyone, and everyone, especially ourselves, or what modes of nature we're governed by, and then with transcendental expertise be able to engage ourselves and others in Krishna's service with conviction. Then the result is that one will actually be able, one is actually serving the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Yari Deka Tari Kaha Krishna Upadesh Amaya Agaya Guruhana Tari Desh. That whoever we meet, that's our own relationship with everyone. Now, husband and wife, obviously, they have a certain relationship, but neither the husband is the material body, nor is the wife the material body. They're both servants of Krishna. Although externally there's a different way of acting as husband and wife, internally one should act as the servant of Krishna. Priyavrata Maharaj, he was a liberated soul, but because he was asked to rule the universe, therefore he acted in a certain way in order to facilitate setting the proper example for the rest of the universe. And therefore he acted as a dutiful husband to his wife, and externally he appeared to be captivated by her pleasant, by her gestures, by her glances and her dress, but internally he remained a liberated soul. So one should identify oneself as Gopi Bharata Pada Kamalayor, Dasa Dasa Anudasa, and at the same time, one should execute one's duties, what one is meant to do, either according to Varna and Ashram, or according to the orders of the spiritual master coming down in the succession from Lord Krishna and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So one should know one's duty and do that duty, and at the same time have a full sense of Krishna consciousness. Then, Tesham Eva Nukamparatam Ahama Jnana Jamtamaha. If we accept this intelligence so that we understand things, we know things, we understand things properly, we have conviction in our service, and we do it with transcendental expertise and discrimination. If we accept this knowledge, this intelligence coming from Krishna, then our minds will become absorbed in Krishna consciousness and we'll be able to experience the ecstasy in reciprocation with Krishna. Unless Krishna enters into our heart and we're meditating on him, with love and devotion and service, then there's no question of reciprocating loving exchanges with Krishna. But as soon as we do that, then as soon as we try to focus our attention and give our love to Krishna, then he also reciprocates. And we come under the internal energy of Krishna. So here it says, not everyone has the same ability to render service, but that's not so important. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna mentions two verses twice, Shreyan Swadamo Viguna Paradharma Sunustitat Shreyadharma Nididam Shreyak Paradharma Bhayavaha. That Shreyak Swadamo Viguna, it is better to perform one's own prescribed duty than to perform someone else's duty. Destruction, the cost of one's own duty, is better because to follow someone else's duty is dangerous. We have to know it is our duty. In the Varnan Ashram, it is, one is given a certain occupational duty, a certain social or responsibility. But since in this age it's not possible, and since Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has brought the Sankirtan movement, therefore our duty is, principally from Swadharma, is by the orders of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through our disciple succession, which is to participate in expanding the Sankirtan movement. So as Prabhupada says, that if one has the propensities, a little bit in the mode of goodness, one likes to study and read and to instruct others, then one should do that on behalf of Krishna. Don't think that because I have a little bit of understanding, a little bit of knowledge, a little bit of ability to explain things, that now I become God. I become Narayan. That one should accept oneself as simply the humble servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna, and then one will have something to say of some value. If we think we know so many things, we can quote so many slokas, and yet we don't feel ourselves to be the humble servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna, then our knowledge is from Evahi Kevalam. It's a waste of time. We know everything except for the conclusion. If one has some ability to organize things, to manage things, then one can organize things for the Sankirtan movement. Or one can organize even one's house. Prabhupada said, at least we should try to organize our own house where we're living, so we can engage it in Krishna's service and engage the family members. We may not lead out a huge Harinam party, but at least we could have a little Harinam party in our house. So Prabhupada said, in the morning, in the evening, the husband and the wife and the children, and the, if you have pets, they can sit down and they can chant Hare Krishna together. Here, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, offer the food to the deity, worship the deity. And this way, one, as Srila Bhaktivinoda Kora said, one establishes one's house to be as good as Goloka Vrindavan. And if one has some ability, one can organize the greater Harinam party, which goes out and tries to make the whole world part of Krishna's family. If we can't make our own family into a family, then it's very unlikely we can make the world into a family. We can't convince ourselves and our family members that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and we should engage in his service, then it's impossible for us to help anyone else engage in their service, in Krishna's service. And if one has some money, ability to organize, acquire resources for the Sankirtan movement, then one should do that for the Sankirtan movement, not simply to accumulate wealth and declare oneself to be the lord of some part of the material energy, but that wealth should be, as Prabhupada said, be considered Narayan's wealth. It should be considered Lakshmi, and therefore engage in the Sankirtan movement. But as Prabhupada said, the best thing after all is to develop this taste for hearing and chanting about Krishna. We're getting this knowledge, theoretical knowledge, which we should try to remember, because if we don't remember it, then we're going to remember so many other things. We're going to remember something, so if we don't remember what Gurus, Sadhu, and Shastra have said, then we're going to remember what Maya is telling us, what our mothers have told us, what our fathers have told us, what our teachers have told us. And if they didn't tell us something about Krishna properly in disciplic succession, then our brains will be filled with all kinds of crazy nonsense things. So we have to acquire, hear, and then try to remember so we can actually see what Krishna says in this world here. See it in relationship to him. See it as he sees it. Then we should try to develop, to perform our activities in devotional service with some conviction that I am actually Gopi Bharata Pada Kamalayora Dasa Dasa Anudasa. I'm actually the servant of the servant of Krishna. That I'm not this material body. I'm not this material mind. My only business is to do it with this body and mind and my words, what Krishna wants me to do. Then these miseries will go away gradually by Krishna's mercy. Then, if I'm performing my activities with knowledge in the proper perspective, with conviction, and trying to improve my service to the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement, then Tadami Buddhi Yogam Tam. Krishna will give me the intelligence how to perform, how to serve Krishna with love, with prema, how to cooperate with the devotees in the six loving exchanges, especially to expand the Sankirtan movement to the innocent, and how to become detached from the atheistic propaganda that Krishna is not the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or the things that are put into Vana society in order to distract people from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, if I'm engaging these things, whatever my abilities and my propensities, my intelligence allows me, if I engage these things in Krishna's service with knowledge, perspective, conviction, skill, and character, then the result is that I'll develop the qualities of Krishna. I'll come into the spiritual energy, and therefore I'll have a taste for hearing and chanting about Krishna. Because when I hear and chant about Krishna, I become not only enlightened and enlivened, but I also become ecstatic. In the beginning, the devotees are hearing about Krishna, and they like to hear about Krishna because it reminds us their nice stories. But later on, when we hear with intelligence, with memory, and intelligence, perspective, and conviction, then the result is that the instructions become enlivening and enlightening. And when we apply them skillfully, with the proper character, with the proper consciousness, then the result is that devotional service becomes tushanti cha ramanti cha, becomes ramanti. It becomes enjoyable, pleasurable. In any case, as Prabhupada mentions in the purport here, one should know that everything depends upon Krishna. That Prahlad Maharaj said that, what did he say? Balasyaneha sharanam pitro nishingha tap nartasya chagadam udanvita majitao now. Tatatsa privitir ihanja shestas tvadvido tunubritam tat upekshitanam. Balasyaneha sharanam pitro nishingha. That the child may be well looked after by its parents, but still it dies. That the medicine may be properly prepared and is powerful, the doctor may be qualified, but still the patient may die. The boat may be very strong, but it may sink and everyone may drown. That all depends upon Krishna. But even if the child grows up, even if the medicine cures the patient, even if the boat makes it to the other side of the river or the ocean, still everyone dies anyhow. The only permanent solution is to take shelter of Krishna. And taking shelter of Krishna means to actually become absorbed in remembrance of Krishna, especially with the feelings of separation, as exhibited by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But no one acquires that feelings of separation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by associating with him and the Panchatattva. And one gets the opportunity to associate with the Panchatattva and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by following the instructions of the six Goswamis as we receive them through the disciple succession. So the disciple succession teaches us how to serve the desires of the six Goswamis as they've developed the desires in association with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and serve Krishna in this world and serve others to help them become Krishna conscious. If we do that, then we become connected with the Panchatattva and our disciple succession and the six Goswamis and disciple succession, and we're able to experience the feelings of separation from Krishna and his associates in Vrindavan. Hey Rad, hey Braja Devi K, Chalalite, hey Nanda Shuna Kutaha. And that way we'll become ecstatic. We'll become not only enlivened and enlightened, but we'll actually develop ecstasy and we'll manifest the qualities as an instrument of Krishna, of a pure devotee. And then we can effectively spread the Sankirtan movement and effectively live in the spiritual world. And therefore, whatever happens, we won't be disturbed by it. Whatever happens in the material world, we won't be disturbed. Now we're practicing not to be disturbed. But that practicing not being disturbed means to do our duty for the Sankirtan movement and develop the consciousness that we're doing it to please Krishna. That way we'll be able to remember Krishna. And the more we remember Krishna, the more we can go through the trials of the material energy without being disturbed. Otherwise, we may think everything's all right now. I have no big misery, but I don't really have to take shelter of Krishna. So that's not very good. Better to suffer and remember Krishna than to enjoy and forget him. We should not think when there's difficulty that it's by accident or it's Krishna's fault. We should understand it's an opportunity to fix our minds upon Krishna, take shelter of him, and do what he wants us to do with whatever resources he gives us at that particular time, to effectively as possible help ourselves become Krishna conscious and to help others, whether devotees or non-devotees, innocent, whatever, to help them somehow or another understand their relation with Krishna and become enthusiastic or have the desire to utilize their energies also in Krishna's service. Therefore it says, etat samsushita brahmams tapatraya chikitsitam, yet ishvare bhagavati karma brahmani bhavitam. We want to get out of the threefold miseries. We want to be happy, because without getting out of the threefold miseries, it's not possible to be happy. And the only way of doing it is to absorb our minds in Krishna consciousness. It doesn't mean just to read the books. It means to see the books in this world. It means to become convinced that everything is the property of Krishna. Everyone is a servant of Krishna. And I'm meant to serve Krishna and help every living entity become conscious of Krishna also. And we have to do it with conviction. And at the same time, try to develop skill so we can perform our service with expertise and proper discrimination. Then Krishna will bestow all his blessings upon us, and the result is that we'll become absorbed in remembering Krishna his names, his form, his quality, his associates, his activities, and will, being absorbed in such a state of ecstasy in Krishna consciousness, will have all the good qualities of a pure devotee. Because we'll carry, as Maharaj Yudhisthira said to Vidura when he came back after pilgrimage, Vidad Vidas Bhagavatas Tirtha Bhutak Suyam Vibho Tirtha Kurvanti Tirthani Swantak Stena Katabritaha. Bhavan Vidas. Bhavan means yourself are yourself. You're just like a holy place of pilgrimage. Because wherever you go, you turn that place into a place of pilgrimage because you carry Krishna within your heart. So that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to walk around 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, carrying Krishna within our heart, serving Krishna internally, serving Krishna externally, and that way we'll be able to change this material world. It's not a question of simply buildings, although buildings are welcome. It's not a question of simply printing books and distributing them, although those are certainly necessary. It's a question of changing our heart. The whole thing is meant to put Krishna in our heart, to put service to Krishna in our heart, service to the servants of Krishna in our heart, and then our lives will become successful and we'll have the ability to help others become, make their lives successful also in Krishna consciousness. So, I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Yes.
Thank you very much, Maharaj. You have very wonderfully explained the purport and the verse. My question is, Maharaj, you said that one should read the books and with intelligence and with proper consciousness and character try to apply them. So normally we feel that when we what we hear and what we read, when the provoking circumstances come, it's not so easy to apply those teachings. So how to get this strength and intelligence to always apply these teachings in our lives?
Well, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Arjuna is saying the same thing, that sam shyamaha baho mano du nirgraham chalam. Actually, what does Krishna, Arjuna said, chanchalam himana Krishna, pramati balavadridam, tasyaham nigraham manye vayor eva saduskritam. For the mind is restless, turbulent, unsteady, and very strong, O Krishna, and to subdue it seems to be more difficult than trying to control the raging wind. So Krishna, Arjuna didn't think it was so easy, what to speak of ourselves. But Krishna says, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Asamshaya Mahabaho Manodur Nurgraham Chalam Abhyasena Tukondiya Vairagyena Chigriyate. Krishna says it's actually difficult. But still he said it's possible by suitable practice and by detachment. So this is our sadhana bhakti. And hopefully our service that we're doing during the day is suitable practice. We're doing our sadhana bhakti so that sadatam we can always remember Krishna. What is that verse that... Smartavyak Sadatam Vishnura Vismartak Jatuna Kinshit. Sadhana is to help us remember Krishna and not forget him. And when we do our service, we go into the world and do our service, whatever we're doing, we should also do it for Krishna and therefore remember him. And by such suitable practice, then gradually we can learn detachment, because every moment there's a test. Either there is something pleasant or something relatively unpleasant. So when we forget Krishna, it's because we become caught up in something relatively pleasant or something unpleasant. So that we can see what the gaps in our remembrance of Krishna are and try and fill it in by whatever we're doing. Do it suitably to serve Krishna and avoid doing things which are not favorable for Krishna consciousness. Then gradually we'll develop some ability. Shanai shanaru paramed buddhya drita grihitaya atma samstamanat Krishna nat kinchit api chintaya. Wherever the mind wanders due to its flickering and unsteady nature, one should withdraw it and bring it back under the control of the self. Or actually, that's shanai shana uparamat, buddhi drita grihitaya, atma samsamana kritva na kinchit apichintaya. That, is that right? If wherever the mind wanders due to its, no, that's the next verse. Something about shanai shanar uparamet, that one should steady the mind by means of the intelligence sustained with full conviction, and thus the mind should think of self alone and should think of nothing else. Then the next one is then yato yato nischalati manak chanjalam astiram. For wherever the mind wanders to, due to its flickering unsteady nature, one should withdraw it and bring it back under the control of the self. So, with buddhi, with intelligence, with dhriti, with the determination, with conviction, we should try to steady the mind by means of intelligence sustained with full conviction. And therefore, then the mind will think of the self alone and nothing else. So we need intelligence by hearing, we need conviction by applying that intelligence in practical devotional service, determination by becoming steady and developing a taste for Krishna consciousness, and then the mind will settle into Krishna consciousness and will not be distracted by anything else. Anything else? Yes.
Harshana Maharaj, you said that when we read books, we memorize so many verses, but if mind is not absorbed or if heart is not transformed, then it is shramev hi kevalam. So is this shram necessary for mind to be absorbed and heart to be transformed? Or what is the process, what is the way that mind can be absorbed and heart be transformed?
Well, we should absorb our minds in hearing the scripture. That's the basic. And we should memorize the scripture in such a way as that we can recall it when necessary. Then, we should not only recall the scripture, but we should try to see it, how is it manifested in the world, practically, and in my own consciousness. We should see things through the jnana chakshush, through the eyes of Shastra. Then, when we see things as Krishna sees things, as he wants us to see things, then we should apply it with conviction in our practical activities. Then we should learn how to become skillful, accept the intelligence that Krishna is giving us so that we apply it skillfully and with proper discrimination, transcendental expertise and discrimination. Then Krishna will give us all the intelligence. And as we absorb ourselves in remembering Krishna, we should try to give our love, focus our attention, and give our love to Krishna through this process. So that's the methodology of actually realizing this knowledge, of having it fixed in our heart. Otherwise, superficially it's nice to read the books. It's nice to remember the books. But devotional service is more than just knowledge, it's experience. And experience comes from worshiping Krishna. It comes from serving Krishna. It comes from working with the characteristic of a pure devotee, doing things as Krishna would like us to do things. So the knowledge is the basis, but applying the knowledge is what we're actually interested in, so we can experience Krishna consciousness. Not just know Krishna, but experience Krishna. Not only focus our attention on Krishna, but also give our love to Krishna. Anything else? Yes. One more. Okay.
Maharaj, you said that unless we are able to make our own family Krishna conscious, how we can make others Krishna conscious? But normally we hear that a family should be the last one to preach.
Amen. Well, we're talking about, hopefully you're living in a family which of devotees, at least. If your wife I mean, most of our devotees are living with wives who are supposed to be devotees. The children are supposed to be devotees. If not, then it's advised to go into the forest. Or if you can't go to the forest, then at least come to the family of devotees. Try to make this family, our relation with the devotees in this association to be less like Krishna's transcendental family. The problem is we come to the temple, we're even living together as brahmacharis, whatever else, and we're not developing that mood of a family. Those six loving exchanges. We don't know, we're not in the mood of a servant. We think, we call everyone Prabhu, but I think I'm really the only Prabhu. I'm the only master. So we have to develop this idea that I'm here to actually help the devotees in those six loving exchanges, because that's the basis of feeling like a family. And then we should act like a family. Not only feel like a family, but act like a family. Think like a family, feel like a family, and act like a family. Then our minds will become full of Krishna consciousness. So thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande.